not live by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Thursday, March 20th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, just like Dave Ajima's text message at 231-360-5140. Greatly appreciate that. We've got others coming in. It's very interesting how the media, the left, is reacting to Donald Trump's changes that's happening in Washington, D.C. The process Donald Trump and Elon Musk are going through, hopefully, will make some real changes, substantive changes, not only in our country, but in our state. Talking about education, talking about funding that will, in the process, change economics. Again, eliminating property taxes in the state of Michigan. The biggest argument that the left is using against it is the funding of the schools. Well, if this ends up being the money coming from Washington directly to the states, guess what? Absolutely going to change funding of education in the states and in the country. This is very, very interesting. This is one of the things that I think that with this process will absolutely expose federalism versus states. Things being done at the federal level so absolutely inefficiently from Washington when it can be handled so much better. So much better, so much better at the state level. This is, without a doubt, probably one of the best examples, and hopefully it comes to fruition. One of the things that you're looking at, and one of the things that you have to understand, is that the changing the direction of a huge ship, like the federal government, it doesn't stop on a dime and turn around. It takes a long time to slow the ship down before you can actually do a U-turn. As a boat captain, even only owning a 32-foot boat, I realized that. I could not imagine the federal ship of the United States government and these bureaucratic agencies and departments in their smaller ships being basically dismantled. Defund them, shut off the fuel, and then turn it around and go in a different direction. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Yesterday's show, I talked about the Sunday morning show that we've been carrying for years on this radio station and on the Patriot Voice radio network that I've never really wholeheartedly promoted. Well, We got a sponsorship check from Rick Hughes Ministries down in Alabama. And in the check, a letter came and said, Trucker, if we don't get more audience reaction, audience participation, if we don't hear from your listeners, your radio family, we're going to stop spending money to air our show on Sunday mornings from 7:30 to 8 a.m. on your radio station. Got my attention. And it was also a God thing. It was a timing. It was a reminder that this past year, I've spent so much of this radio microphone time with you guys talking about the November 5th, 2024 election. I then, on New Year's Day, I didn't take the day off, I did a live show. And I rolled out the plan for 2025. Preparing for battle for next year, 2026, I believe the most critically important election for the state of Michigan in our history. The direction our state goes, the direction our state ends up going, as a result of this process that we're going through this year and what we will be doing next year. That I totally forgot to include God in this plan. Well, Rick Hughes's check and letter got my attention, reminding me that we have to refocus and put our primary focus on God. Of any of the things that we're going to do as a radio family together, we need his help. We need God's divine providence. We need his direction. We need him to be part of our plan. And so what I did is I wrote him a letter back. And I said, Rick, I am so sorry. I have let you and I've let your sponsors, the people that give you the money to send out to these radio stations to carry your podcast, your shows every Sunday, and to access your books, your DVDs, your podcasts, the literature that you're willing to mail out to people for absolutely free, I've let you down. And I apologize. Please send me the following books. Please send me the following bookmarkers. Send me the palm cards with your message and your information on it. He put together a package, folks, in a big yellow envelope that the postage, first class, was over $15 to ship it here to the home studio. I have the books. I have the bookmarkers. I have the palm cards. And I have absolutely rededicated myself to promoting Rick Hughes' ministries. RickHughesMinistries.org is the website. One of the things the flatline is a show Sunday mornings here on the radio station and on both websites and both phone apps from 7:30 to 8 a.m. Many of you may not know that. Well, I got from Captain Jeff the correct acronym for flatline. The forward line of troops. When in battle, the flatline are the first folks that go in any battle. The flatline show makes it easy for you to listen on your schedule and on your favorite device. You can even download transcripts of the shows and print them out and use them as a study guide. The broadcast every Sunday on radio stations across the United States. If you go to his website, RickHughesMinistries.org, you can see the list of all the stations that carry his show. We're listed there. WCHY 97.7 FM, Sheboygan. You can listen on the radio, a station link, or even radio apps. The goal of the show is to help you verify and identify the plan God has for your life. He basically has identified 10 biblical principles for God's problem-solving devices for you in your life. Rebound, filling of the Holy Spirit, a faith rest drill, grace orientation, doctrinal orientation, personal sense of destiny, personal love for God, impersonal love for all mankind, sharing the happiness of God, and your job, your occupation with Christ. If you want me to send you the information, rickhughesministries.org, his email address is simple, rick@rickhughesministries.org. His P.O. box, if you want to send him a letter requesting books, bookmarkers, whatever you would like, P.O. box 100, Cropwell, Alabama, 35054. His phone number, you want to call and talk to Rick Hughes? 800-831-0718. Text me Rick. Just text me R-I-C-K. And I'll send you the picture, the screenshot of this information. Right now I'm reading the book, Christian Problem Solving. He will lead you and guide you into all truth. When I get a few more chapters into the book, giving me enough content, I'm actually going to do a book report. My goal is, looking at my show's calendar, it's either going to be on Mondays or on Thursdays. But these are 10 biblical principles that will absolutely change your life. So I highly recommend that, number one, you listen on Sunday mornings, 7:30 to 8. Or go to his website, rickhughesministries.org, and click on podcast. You can listen on demand anytime you want. And the other thing about this that ties so much into everything, everything that we are about to do, is the process. The process of needing God's help to be in a position to do the things that we have to do this year as a priority in our lives heading into next year's election. I mentioned to you back on January 1st, New Year's Day, you had to set aside $500. You had to set aside $500 for events. First of all, you have to join your Republican Party and pay dues for this year, 2025. Reach out to your county chair and get the information from them. After you're a member of the party, start going to their monthly meetings. Support their Reagan Day dinner that's coming up. Support whatever fundraising things they're trying to do to raise money for your county. When we have events, you need to come to the events. You need to be part of this party / educational year that we're doing this year, 2025. Events that you will learn things, you'll be informed, engaged, educated to be able to share with others. I need you guys to be storytellers. Some days on this microphone, I tell stories. I give my life experiences to you to get you to think about things that have happened in your life. I read news stories. We have guests on the show. We're going to have a lot of candidates start coming on the show. Well, we need to absolutely be in a position where we work together in growing this radio family, this team, this effort heading into 2026. Because we, as a radio family, if we get behind a certain candidate for a particular office, and we decide to work together to help that person become the nominee in the August primary, we may just get the best candidate to be our next governor of the state of Michigan. If we don't do this, folks, we could end up with a Democrat communist socialist like Jocelyn Benson or Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist as our next governor of the state of Michigan. Even Democrat Mike Duggan, who's running as an independent. If we don't get a good Republican candidate for governor because we didn't do our job in preparing for battle this year heading into 26, we have failed. And I am not going to contribute to us failing. Failure is not an option. We must win this battle. And part of it is going to be listening every Sunday, 7:30 to 8, to Rick Hughes' program. Reaching out to him, calling him, mailing him, emailing him. Trucker Randy told us to get a book from you. I've been to your website. These are the books I would like you to mail to me absolutely free. You need some good books to read? Well, guess what? This is the type of books you need. We need God's problem-solving, absolute divine providence in our lives. We need to get back our government, both at the federal level. Donald Trump and Elon Musk, folks, are doing everything they can at the federal level in Washington, D.C. We need to do it in our counties. We need to do it in our state. We need to absolutely, absolutely make sure that we the people, do this. If we don't, if you don't buy into the plan for 2025, you don't participate in 2026, we lose. The evildoers and the dark side wins. And to me, sorry folks, that's not an option. I refuse to lose. And I know you do too. Or you wouldn't be listening to this show. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by Wolverine Water Systems.